Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen Muhammad. Wa ba'd. O praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of mankind, jinns and all that exist. May peace be upon the master of the messengers Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without wasting much of your precious time, allow me to discuss the purpose of life. But before I begin, I want you to ask yourselves, what is your purpose in this life? Why do we live in this life? People provide different answers to these questions. Some people believe the purpose of life is accumulating wealth. We often hear of a millionaire committing suicide, sometimes not the millionaire himself, but his wife, son or daughter. The question that possesses itself is, can wealth bring happiness to one's life? Look at a 5-year-old boy. A toy to him is equal to $1 million. The 90-year-old man does not care about money. He is worried more of his health. This proves that wealth cannot be a standing purpose in all stages of life. The same wealth can bring little happiness to a disbeliever because he is not sure of his fate. If a disbeliever has a purpose in this life, this purpose is doomed to be temporary or self-destructive. What is the use of wealth to a disbeliever, yet he is afraid of death? Subhanallah. So let me tell you the purpose of life. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, and I created not jinns and humans except they should worship me alone. This life is the preparation of the hereafter, the eternal home. Islam looks at the first life as an examination of man. The death stage is similar to the last period after the test. The day of judgment is similar to the day of announcing the results. And the second life is the time when each of the examinee enjoys or suffers from the outcome of his behavior during the test period. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Television Islam, the truth shall prevail.